Hey there, this is the Money Brew Show by DJM Design. I'm Daniel James Vandenberg, and today we are interviewing JB Kellogg from Marketing 360 and Madwire. They're actually an Inc. 5000 company, which is a hard award to get, and they've done it over and over again. In this section, we try Fizzers, which is a South African candy at the end, and we got this little box shipped out to him to try out, and he's been gracious enough to connect. So we've been talking about a whole bunch of different things. Like this session, we're talking about if he was to give himself younger advice to start again, what that would look like, how to scale a company and exit one day, and what that looks like, you know, giving us advice from that perspective. So anyways, check it out. Stay good out there, and we'll see you on the next one. Welcome to the Money Brew Show. I am here with JB Kellogg from Madwire and Marketing 360. If you haven't seen the first segment, go watch that right now. We talk about faith, the horse and chariot, part of his life and how he's delved into that. In this segment, we're going to talk more about why do you think people go crazy about wanting to make money online? People just don't know they can accomplish what they can do in a company or a corporation or in a business. What is the tension there? And I want to dive really deep into it. It's a long-winded question. We'll try another taste test at the end. JB, what do you think about this whole craze, man?
The whole craze of just making money online and my general thoughts on that. Yeah. My general thoughts on that are, you know, people are always looking for an easy way and an easy path. And I can just tell you it doesn't exist. There's no easy way. And, you know, you see all these videos and it's enticing because you think, oh man, you know, it's easy to make money doing this or that. Ultimately, and at least in my opinion, is everything takes hard work, you know, and that's biblical. You have to earn it. You have to put the work into it. And so I think if you're searching because you don't know what to do with your life, that's different. You know, if you're searching for different careers, different opportunities, you want to start an e-commerce store, maybe you want to go into accounting, you know, whatever it is, watching videos for that. Try to see if it might be interesting to you, makes sense. But if you're looking for the secret way to be rich, it's not out there. The secret is work hard. That's it, you know, but so many people are blowing money with betting apps and using, you know, betting on sports and trying to make it big. And it's ultimately just leading them to destruction, in my opinion. You have to change your mindset there and, you know, come up with something you're passionate about, you think you can glorify God in and make a difference in, and then learn about it and put in the work.
Okay, so this is a really cool workshop we're doing. We are doing a bunch of stuff where it's going to be like an AI workshop, and we have concepts broken down. Like, one of the things I like to talk about is data, that you can take it and really simplify all your data and get an answer on where you're leaking or bleeding money or doing things like that. I want to teach you that. I want to go beyond ChatGPT and I want to engage you with this. So this is a cool book that I'm kind of digesting for you. And I've taken a bunch of courses and YouTube videos and figure out what's the best, simplest for everyday people in business and marketing and entrepreneurship and things like that. So come check it out. I look forward to seeing you there. We'll make it happen. Cheers, cheers.
Yeah, like a 10-year, you know, there's a 10-year horizon versus 1 year trying to chase a new shiny thing or opportunity. You can either like make a big impact within an organization, or you're going to go into another organization. But you and I both know, as a business owner, the grass isn't always greener. And sometimes are you okay with the plight that you're going to take on, the burden that is normal in life? And like, by the labor of the land is like what it says in the Bible. You'll constantly be toiling that land as part of the spiritual blessing there, you know. You don't always realize it, but on the other side of that, it's the labor of love, in the fact that we're worshiping and honoring God through that act. And so that does happen. And I think hearing your story, it's like a good example for us as small business owners. You've put the 10-year, the 20-year, whatever that looks like. This is a spin-off to my next question. I joke with you at the progress, I said, man, all the amazing entrepreneurs that have come out of Madwire and Marketing 360, some of the entrepreneurs we've never heard about or didn't make it, right? The ones who are still crushing it, and I could see all in the organization. I said, JB, you got to come up with like a certificate program, man. On your way out, like, here you go, cool. your spin-off from the franchise or the brand. What does that look like? Is there, I know you've always been structuring and restructuring over the years, but yeah, there's a lot of videos on Marketing 360. But what do you think about that and a certificate program putting in their tenure?
My thoughts on that is, you know, we talk about entrepreneurship all the time, and we work with a lot of small businesses. So, you know, we've had a lot of people come through Madwire over the years. We're fairly large in size compared to most companies. And so I think that, you know, you learn a lot while you're here. You know, you work with a lot of different kind of businesses. We serve every different kind of business you could think of as our customer base. Some are small, some are old, you know, some are new. We have contractors, medical, we have e-commerce, we have everything you would see around town. The people here work with those people. And then we're very diverse. You know, we do all different kinds of digital marketing that you could do. And sales is a big component too. So I think, you know, for a business, sales and marketing is critical to success. Mm-hmm. And so understanding those things is key. But then working with so many different kind of businesses, solving so many problems, I don't think there's any schooling you could go to get the same level of experience so fast, you know, because we're very busy. It's sheer volumes of work. So staying organized and disciplined is important. So when people come through here, whether they like it or not, they probably gained a ton of experience. They also learn from other leaders. We have lots of leaders here, you know, some are really good. Some are growing leaders. I've made every mistake in the book. They've seen it. They've learned from it. You know, so, you know, by the time they leave here, I feel like they're probably in as good position as anybody to be successful in terms of starting a business. So,
yeah, it's like the fire makes the diamond or the molten. That's ultimately what's happening in an organization. It's kind of cool. I mean, I'm always see the ocean is big enough for everyone. I will go work with different accounts. Oh wow, cool, the hosting is with 360, that's fun. And I'll just tell the team, let's deep dive this, let's change this, let's work on this. But it's cool to see now that the platform is so open and it's evolved. I think a lot of people don't know that. And other agencies jump on and explore different options. Clients go through different experiences, right? You got to be real and know that times change. And this will spin into the next part. I'll talk a little bit about your agencies wanting to exit and some advice there for mine. But this next taste test we're going to pull out is called a fizzer. It looks like this. It's a green thing like this. Fizzer. Just open it. I'm sure there's American candy like this. I just don't know.
Kind of looks like a taffy.
You have to open up the wide piece. It's like small. And then take a small bite. It should be good to go. I don't know what taffy is. The one thing that's worse, like, is your teeth. What do you think it's like? In American terms,
I think it's like taffy, like a hard taffy. I like how it's a little bit sour. Sour is my favorite candy.
There you go. With the nail on the head. From 1 to 10, how would you rate this?
I like this one probably like an 8.
Perfect. Awesome. What advice do you have for? Your model is very specific, but what advice do you have for businesses like myself or companies that are small, where I told you we're trying to hit a certain account number and look at partnership or a merger or an exit or strategic alliance or something like that. What are your thoughts there about selling a business? What advice can you give to people?
It all depends on the business, but I think that trailing 12-month EBITDA is a big factor in terms of valuation. And prior to COVID, it was more based on growth rate, but now since then, it's more based on a multiple of EBITDA, and a pretty standard multiple is 10 times. So
just to help the audience, EBITDA, what would that mean for the audience?
It's basically profitability, like what you're profiting. So if you're profiting, just for simple math, like $1 million a year, let's say, then a pretty typical valuation there might be 10 million.
Cool. 5 to 10x multiplier.
Yeah, off of the EBITDA, but it has to be...
The profit has to be good.
12-month trailing profit. It's consistently appears to look like it's going to be that way. And then a big factor with a recurring revenue business is retention. So your retention has to be pretty good, because otherwise that profit just gets smaller and smaller and smaller each month, unless you're continuing the, you know, to bring in enough new accounts to replace the accounts that you're losing. So that's a factor as well. So it really depends on the different kinds of businesses out there. They all have a slightly different model.
Yeah, and I also noticed that his profit's massive, but when you go and get a house as a small business owner, it's a painful process because you realize, oh geez, it's all based on my profit and how much I'm keeping. It's an LLC versus an S corp. Just the challenges of that loan process, people don't realize that it's so different to a W-2 salary. Like you said, you need those 12 months or those 2 years. You could do it rapidly in a few months, but you need to do it succession in years to get those higher profit multipliers. So yeah, like even EBITDA is like that whole thing, earnings before tax and all that jazz. And I definitely see that. I find that people wants to know either that they can buy a portfolio or if you can replace you as a CEO. It seems like you've done that. I don't think most companies can do that, get their foot off the pedal and forget that the time horizon, it could take 6 to 12, 3 years to for an exit where you still have to be there as a CEO or an owner. It blows my mind. I think people think it's so quick. And it's not, you can't just sell your business. It's a long process. It's complicated. Lots of documents.
Yeah, no, it's challenging for sure.
Cool. Well, that is this episode. We're going to jump into the next section. If you want to check out what it's like to visit JB's younger self and some of us, check out this next episode. I appreciate all of you for watching this and staying tuned. Like, share, subscribe, comment. It really does help us in the algorithm for the episodes. And I'll see you on the social webs. Cheers, everyone.